There were some people who, it sounds as if they had a lot of foresight, but really they didn't. What they had was, again, this hunger for free land. And we must realize that in the 1860s to the 1900s in the United States and in Canada, and to some degree in Australia, these were developing lands. And the United States government said, we're going to have to try to settle this western part of the United States. The government in Ottawa said the same thing. We're going to have to settle that western part of Canada. How can we do it? We're going to open up homesteads and let these people come and live on this land, and we'll give it to them free. So what they did, with the help of the railroads, is send people representing their government to different countries, and one of the countries was Russia, and inviting these people to come to the United States, and you come over here, and you can have this free land, and you can practice your religion any way you want. We won't bug you at all. This is a free country, freedom to worship in any way that you see fit, and we'll give you a break on your taxes and things like this. Does this have a familiar...
Yes, I'm seeing it. That sounds pretty familiar.
So We have all kinds of written advertisements, pictures of things that were really attractive, showing all these beautiful valleys with trees and everything and water running in the little creeks to attract these people to come to the United States. And these people were afraid they were losing what they had in Russia, and so they said, hey, it's about time we got the heck out of here. And let's go and see what things are like over there. Some of them said, no, you guys are crazy. You're just like a bunch of people that want to just run around and don't want to settle down. But the ones that wanted to migrate said, we want to get over and get that free land and start lives of our own.